Well, by no means is it a finished product. There were some ups and there were some downs. It's never as good as you think. It's never as bad as you think when you see it during the game. There are some things that we can fix, that we should fix easily. And we will, and they worked on it this week, and we'll see where we go in this next game. Yeah, I felt like we felt like as a group, you know, that we were in good condition. We had good mental fortitude. When we were down in the game, we were able to continue to play and continue to fight and know that we have a chance to come back. And that's half the battle. And the guys did it, and they kept the ball, and it was a good drive and a good finish. Yeah. Well, the sacks, like I said before, come down to the receivers running the right routes, mm-hmm. the quarterback getting the ball out in rhythm, knowing who to throw it to, how to get it there, and then the blocking by the tight ends and the running backs in the line. So it's a combination of a lot of things every week that are pluses or minuses for sacks or no sacks. Jermon has played against Jared Allen in the past, but he is definitely a huge challenge. They have more than one challenge on their front. It's a very stout front four, especially with Kevin Williams coming back. That'll make a big difference for him with his veteran strength and power and knows how to play the game. He's been very productive as well. So, well, you look at the Vikings, they're a good pass rush team, and so you try to take advantage where you can, and they did. And Reggie Bush did a nice job for Detroit, and they did a good job getting downfield and blocking. Well, they have a physical corner with Cook, and then they have skill in the back end where they have good ball skills. They have speed. And they've made plays in the past, so we definitely have to do a good job in protecting and giving the quarterback good time to get our receivers open and try to keep producing in this passing game. There were a play or two where he didn't pick up the right guy in his pass protection or use the right technique in a running game, which a young guy has a tendency to do, not just Kyle Long. So. He just got to keep working on it, and new things are going to happen, and he just got to make sure it only happens once.